Tonight from D.C. Everest Junior High School, welcome to girls basketball, D.C. Everest and Medford. I'm Chris Conley, and the Evergreens are on the air. It's going to be fun tonight because this is retro night. Girls are wearing uniforms from, I would guess, circa 1980s. Basketball fashion trends are a little bit different from then to now. Home uniform is in white of the green numerals and a big green stripe down the side with DCE at the bottom. Crowd here at the junior high school comes to its feet. The DC Everest marching band is on the stage behind the West Basket and will give us our national anthem. Directing our band is Joe Finnegan, director of music for DC Everest Senior High School. He's wearing his varsity football jacket, which I am happy to report still fits perfectly. You know, they started throwback night, I believe the Everest girls, just in one of the storage areas, found old uniforms and said, well, why don't we wear these for one night? I know in past throwback nights, Coach Matt Bullis has worn the wide lapel sports jacket that's probably in the way back of his closet or bureau at home. We're not taking throwback night that far back tonight, although I believe assistant coach, that's Lauren Anklund, looks like she's wearing the warm-up jersey from when she played varsity softball, I think. Evergreens will be without a starter tonight. Danny Langseth is not playing. Kennedy Stowell being introduced as a starter. Here's McKenna Hammond coming out. Some of the players wearing different numerals today. Paige Zarnick will start for the Evergreens. Kara Hammond. And Hannah Studeman completing the starting lineup for the DC Everest Evergreens. Evergreens are 2-13. They should have had a win in the last time I saw them. I haven't done a girls' basketball game in a while, so we're glad to reconnect with the girls' basketball team here. Last time I saw them, they had that one-point lead against Wausau West. Should have run out the clock, but missed his shot in overtime, and then West came all the way down the floor and scored with 3 seconds left. As dirty a loss as you will imagine. And there have been no wins since then. The Evergreens have two victories this season, 2-13. Wins over Menominee from back at the Century Classic Tournament at Stevens Point, and a win over Wausau East in conference. Medford comes in with a 10-3 record, so Medford will be favored today. We meet at the center circle. Kennedy Stowell to jump against Lynn Rausch, and we're underway. Medford controls the opening tap, goes right to the corner. Recall today's game from the bleachers. There's nowhere else to do it. Driving into the lane, a foul. Medford goes to the free throw line in the opening moments. Marissa Franck, who I remember from a year ago, in the act of shooting, fouled by the sophomore Kennedy Sowell. So here come two free throws for Medford in the early stages. First of which is up and in. During the JV game, it looked like the rims were very tight here at the junior high school. So if there are Everest girls who were in the program in the school district all the way through, they would have been on this floor when they were 6th and 7th graders. Now they return home. Franck has made both her free throws. It's 2-0. Evergreens with their first possession come up into the front court. Stoppie got a dime there. Hannah Studeman drives in, forces that up in traffic. No good. Ball is loose on the floor. Scramble for it. Ball's tied up. And the arrow in the early stages points to the Evergreens. Medford, the Raiders, not the Red Raiders, just regular Raiders, wear black uniforms with white numerals and red trim. Evergreen's inbound along the baseline, Kara Hammond. Now into the corner, looking to drive in Studeman, pulls up, friendly roll, no, rolls around, no good. Evergreen's get an offensive rebound, Studeman followed her own miss, flings it towards the basket, misses again, loose on the baseline, out of bounds, stays with the Evergreens. Got a couple more girls' basketball games coming up in the next week as they have doubleheaders scheduled against Wausau East and against Wausau West. Those games will be on Fox Sports, AM 1390. Turnover on the inbounds pass. Medford takes it away and into the front court a bump. Closest Evers player is Kara Hammond. Foul's going to be on her. Get a closer look at the retro uniforms. I believe the gold trim around the green numerals is almost like a neon yellow. Just kind of a weird, weird look, but that's how it used to be. Foul on the inbounds pass. And this is ruled a shooting foul, too. Kennedy Stoll picks up an early second foul. Free throws coming here for Autumn Krause. Beg your pardon, Krause made the basket on the inbounds and just failed on the free throw to make it a three-point attempt. 4-0. Medford off to an early start. Minute in, Evergreen's still looking for their first. Paige Zarnik in the corner. Evergreen's worked the perimeter here. Hannah Studeman. Cross court, looking to drive in is Kara Hammond. Hammond up and in, scores for the Evergreens. And the Evergreens using a little bit deeper of a bench at this stage in the season. The Evergreens trying to get some sophomores and freshmen in. Medford player was out of bounds when she received that ball. You know, this court's got a lot of markings not all the way through. And receiving the ball there, Marissa Franck didn't realize that her back foot was on the end line. Turns it over. Evergreens get the ball right back. Can tie with a two on this possession. 16.5 to play first half. Just underway. Glad you're with us tonight on Fox Sports. High over the top, down low for the tie. The Evergreens have just evened it. Hannah Studeman. Fed there by Kara Hammond, went right over the Medford defense. Tied 2 apiece. Evergreens were winners last year when they went up to Medford's place. Pass along the baseline into traffic. Knocked away. Medford recovers. Medford along the baseline got a double team. Offensive foul. Medford player had the elbow out. Bryn Rao is called for that, trying to create separation. It's been a point of emphasis last couple of years when you start your drive to the basket. Can't use your elbow or arm to separate from the defensive player. That's what happened there, and it was called. Tied 4-4. Evergreens have the ball looking for their first lead. Into the front court for the Evergreens. Studeman straight on three. No good. Off the back bracket. Medford gets the rebound. Autumn Krause, long outlet pass. Evergreens are back defensively. This will be played as a half-court set. Franck now inside, goes to Autumn Rausch, back out, open three, good, Sierra Hansen. Hansen's first touch, 7-4 Medford. See if the Evergreens have an answer. Studeman gives it over now to Riley Zuliger, who's in. Zuliger in, as Kennedy Stoll out with the two early fouls. Rotating around, Zuliger drives in, cut off, goes back out now to Hammond. Evergreens rotate the ball, Zuliger got it back, drives in, dragged that back foot, not called, misses at the rim. Offensive rebound flung towards the basket, Studeman got a foul, it's a loose ball foul on the Evergreens. Foul is on Riley Zuliger, so in for Soul, and she immediately picks up a foul too. Four team fouls called against the Evergreens, we're only 3 minutes into tonight's game. Sierra Hansen will bring it up. Evergreens play half-court zone here. Medford's on the perimeter. Nice crowd at the junior high school. Baseline three, high arcing. You can tell it was no good off the hands of Bryn Rao. But the Evergreens can't squeeze the rebound. Goes out of bounds. And Medford will inbound underneath their own basket. Yeah, we are on the near side basket. Could see from the release that one's no good. Three ball off the inbounds pass. Too strong for Marissa Franck. Goes out of bounds. Again, the Evergreens can't secure the rebound. Medford will get another look. Medford only suits up 10 players for tonight's varsity game. Katie Brem comes in. Autumn Krause comes out. High outlet pass into Marissa Franck for the Raiders. Now to the corner, thinking about that three. Sierra Hansen drives in. Wow, she stepped out of bounds. It's not called. And goes back out for a three. Bryn Rao off the bench just hit. Boy, that ball should have been turned over, and it wasn't. Clear as day, she was on the end line before that pass. 10-4, Medford. Ball's knocked away, almost stolen. Secured in the corner by Hammond. Hammond picked up her dribble, though. Goes back out and resets to McKenna Hammond. So double Hammonds on the floor here. Back out to Kara Hammond. In the corner, Studeman got a touch. Evergreen's worked the perimeter, now trailing by six. Entry pass knocked away, recovered by Paige Zarnik along the baseline. Tried to fit that into a tight spot. Almost stolen again on the overplay. Thinking about driving in is Hammond. Backs it back out now. Kara to McKenna Hammond, now driving in Studeman, back out, three ball. McKenna is open, too strong, off the back bracket, unable to grab the rebound is Riley Zuliger. Zuliger tapped it, but needed to tap it up to herself, instead tapped it out of play. Medford gets the ball back. Medford's last two baskets have been three, so that accounts for the 10-4 lead they enjoy right now. 13:40 and counting to play in the first half. Sierra Hansen, foul line extended to Rausch, cut off. Baseline, Franck passes on the three. Medford plays the perimeter here. Now on the far side, entry pass down low to Rausch, looking for a cutter, back out for a three ball, air ball. Offensive rebound blocked along the baseline by McKenna Hammond, and the Evergreens get the ball. Medford's back defensively, nothing in transition here. This will be played as a half-court look. Anna Studeman goes out to Zuliger, now over to the corner. With the dribble, that's Kara Hammond. A little bit confusing here because a lot of the Everest players are not wearing their regular numbers in the retro uniforms. Evergreen's trying to get that down low. Zuliger's pass is off the mark to Paige Zarnik and stolen. Another turnover. I remember that from seeing the Evergreens earlier. Turnovers have been a problem for this team all season. Turned the ball over four times here in the early going. Trailing 10-4, Medford's got the ball. Sierra Hansen with her dribble coming out to guard her as Hannah Studeman picked up her dribble, almost trapped in the corner, and almost turned it over. Went right through the hands of Kara Hammond. Medford player traveled as she received that ball. Lynn Rausch has turned it over. 12.5 to play in the first half. Evergreens trail the Medford Raiders 10-4. We're sponsored by M&J Marine, the best boat in the business. Best selection, best people. Go boldly at M&J Marine. I-39 to exit 181, Mosinee. You'll notice the difference. And the Evergreens get something in the half court. I mean, half court sets have just been a problem. The Evergreens haven't scored enough to be competitive in some of their games. Going around here to Riley Zuliger. Entry pass down low. While bumped hard there is Zarnik and turns the ball over. Probably should have been a foul. Wasn't called. Zarnik was knocked as soon as that ball arrived and the Medford player took it away. Been stuck on 10-4 for a while. Double team down low. Medford player comes and fishes it out. Franck backs it away. Katie Brim. And Medford will reset up high. Down low, driving into traffic. Underhand scooping shot. Sierra Hansen missed it. Goes out of bounds. It is off Medford. Evergreens make some subs in. Braylon Beeler comes in for the Evergreens. Evergreens are going to take a timeout, get their substitutions in. We'll take a break, too. 11:42 to play in the first half. It's Medford 10, Everest 4. We're back after this message on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back. We're at the D.C. Everest Junior High School tonight. It is retro night for the Everest girls. Wearing the old uniforms, playing in the old gym. And I am same old Chris Conley with today's game. Medford leads 10-4 out of the timeout. The Evergreens have the ball. Yeah, new into the game here is Braylon Beeler. First time I'm seeing her. Kennedy Stoll with the two fouls is back in too. So Kennedy's back on the floor to roam down low. And yeah, the other new player, Emma Pyatt, is now in. Pyatt just got a touch. So three new ones in for the Evergreens here. Looking to drive in, cut off is Hannah Studeman. Baseline, picked up her dribble, goes back out. Tracked down there by Kara Hammond. last possession is going to bring us under 11 minutes and a half. Rotating down low in traffic. Missing from right under the rim is Riley Zulliger. No good. Bounced away. Coming back in transition, Medford player fouled at the rim, almost in for a three. Sarah Hansen had it roll off the rim. Two free throws are coming up for the Evergreens. Braylon Byler, freshman, getting some time with the varsity, commits the foul. First free throw for Sierra Hansen is good. Breaks a three-minute scoring drought for both of these teams. Medford's going to make a substitution. They will sub for the shooter if this is a make. Autumn Krause is waiting to come in. Now Krause will come in for Bryn Rao, one of the other players. And Medford only has three over on the bench. One more free throw coming. Free throw is no good. Rebound to the Evergreens, secured by Riley Zulliger. 11-4 Medford. Evergreens haven't scored in a while here. Cut off as Hannah Studeman goes back out. Resetting here, Pyatt now driving in traffic, hard off the glass, and in is Kara Hammond. Hammond's got four, 11-6. 10.5 to play, first half. Here comes Hansen for the Raiders, bounces down low to Roush, who's cut off on the baseline, back out high, arcing three, just barely grazed the rim, goes out of bounds off the Medford player and turned over to the Evergreens. Hannah Studeman was close. Hannah was outside, though, and the Medford player that had it go off her fingertips and over to the Evergreens. Evers trails 11-6. Basket here gets him a little closer, makes the game a little more interesting. 10-15 and counting until halftime. On the perimeter, Kara Hammond out to Pyatt. And Pyatt can hit a three if she's open. Medford settles back into zone here. The Evergreens sure could loosen things up. They're trying to get something over the top here. And it's a tough matchup down low because Krause is a tall player. He's 5'11". The Evergreens don't have the height of Danny Langseth available tonight. The Evergreens long possession here, holding and working around the perimeter. Here's Hannah Studeman. Studeman looks to drive in. Now Hannah's got that arm out, not called. Hannah switches to the left. She scores, and she's fouled. Studeman changed direction before she darted to the basket. Gets it in, and will get to the free throw line. The basket by Studeman makes it 11-8. And a free throw coming. Rin Roush is called for the foul. Evergreens make a substitution here. Ashton Fernstadt is now in for the Evergreens. To complete the three-point play, Studeman's free throw is good. And a sub will come in for the shooter, too. So Studeman now comes out. Evergreens hanging around in this one. It's 11-9. Medford will walk the ball up across the timeline. Evergreen show, 2-3 zone. Baseline, open for a three, no good. Missing everything is Autumn Krause. Again, right from in front of our broadcast position. That shot looked bad right off her fingertips. Hannah Studeman for the Evergreens. Medford does a good job getting back on defense. They have all night. So the Evergreens, no points in transition. Got to grind it out through half court. On an overplay, driving in, McKenna Hammond pulls up. Dished it off to Hannah Studeman, who is fouled. Studeman's going back to the free throw line for two more. These free throws could tie the game. And she is fouled again by Rin Roush. So they've got Roush on Studeman, and Roush has picked up two fouls. Baseman Shoe and Clothing sponsors Everest Girls Basketball, South 3rd Avenue, wool bibs, wool pants, wool shirts. Your official Badger State Winter Games headquarters, Baseman's Shoe and Clothing. Crowd cheers as Hannah Studeman makes her first free throw, and she has one more coming. A couple of subs in here for Medford. Sierra Hansen comes back. Bryn Fronick is in. Got two Fronicks on the team here. Second free throw to tie the game is good. 11 apiece. Says the Evergreens, who have a little bit of momentum here. Evergreens are on a 7-2 run. Not too shabby. 9 minutes left in the game. In the first half, beg your pardon. Medford back out on the perimeter. Marissa Fronick to Bryn Fronick in the corner. Back out to older sister. Wolverines tighten up the zone. From the baseline, not shooting there is Bryn Rao, who missed her last two. Now goes down low. Katie Brem spins at the rim and misses. Rebound to the Evergreens. Loose ball foul on Medford. Emma Pyatt secured the rebound and was fouled. Foul is on Bryn Fronick. Bryn is the freshman. Her older sister Marissa, who's also on the floor now, is a junior. Evergreens can take their first lead of the night here. They've got the ball with 8:40 to play until halftime. Long cross-court pass over to Studeman. Studeman's got her dribble. Cross court here, thinking about that three is Pyatt. Pyatt had her arm cocked like she was ready to let it go, but did not let it fry. Ashlyn Fernstad. The Evergreens working the perimeter. Studeman again. Evergreens cross court. Studeman's just outside the three-point arc. Has it in the corner. Now along the baseline, Studeman for the lead. Off the rim, around the cylinder, and would not go down. Bryn Fronick gets the rebound for the Raiders. Long outlet pass. Evergreens are back defensively. Now looking to drive in. Well, thought she may have traveled there. Might have dragged the back foot. Now dribbling off her foot. Turned over. Bryn Rao dribbled it right off her ankle. Picked up by Hannah Studeman. Another crack at the lead here for the Evergreens with their just under 8 minutes to play until halftime. See if the Evergreens can get a good look here and put themselves up on top. Fernstadt now goes over to Pyatt. Evergreens work the perimeter again, looking for the open shot or for the rotator, looking for that cutter, goes down low. Cross court now to Fernstadt. Fernstadt off her hands, turned over. So the Evergreens don't even get a look at the basket there after a long possession and lots of passes. Medford in the corner. Again, everything's been a half-court set in this game. Looking to drive in. Cut off at the baseline. Ball goes flying loose. While Bryn Rao could have been called for a charge there. It said loose ball fouls on the Evergreens. Evergreens are going to sub McKenna Hammond back in, and Kiara Hammond comes in too. Foul is on Paige Zarnik. It's her first and the team's sixth. So Medford goes to the free throw line on the next foul against the Evergreens. We are tied 11 apiece, and Medford will inbound along the baseline underneath their own basket. Into traffic, knocked away. That is off one of the Everest defenders. Just thrown into half a dozen hands there. Evergreens are closely contesting this inbounds pass. Medford has to go all the way up. Sierra Hansen handled it behind the three-point arc. Gives it over to Bryn Rao. Rao is practically jumping when she dribbles. Back to Rao. Is open for a three and did not fire. Instead goes down low to Krause. Pass back out. Driving in. Scooping in traffic. Too strong. Sierra Hansen. Loose ball out of bounds. It'll stay with the Evergreens. Judging that it was last off, Kara Hammond underneath. Medford will keep the ball. Been tied at 11 apiece for a while. Medford having trouble getting this in. They go all the way up high. Straight on three. Too strong for Krause. Hits the rigging above the backboard and will go over to the Evergreens. So here's a third possession for DC Everest to try and take their first lead of the night. Sooner or later, we got to figure they're going to punch their ticket, right? Let's see. Fernstadt, long pass down low, off the cutter down low, well-designed play. The Evergreens have scored. McKenna Hammond for a 13-11 lead. Hammond got free on that high screen and then cut right to the basket. Nice play. Medford driving back in, missing at the rim in traffic is Rin Roush, and the Evergreens get the rebound. It's Kennedy Stoll. Stoll picked up two fouls early, and now she's been back in for an extended period. Evergreens by two and the ball. This possession will bring us under 6 minutes. Pass down low again. Over the top and scoring. Kennedy Stoll on the low block. Scores for the Evergreens. 15-11. Momentum wears the white and green of the Evergreens right now. Medford, if they don't score on this and the Evergreens get another basket, Medford will probably call a timeout. Medford's the more accomplished team. Just turned the ball over in front of the Everest bench. Pass was a little off the mark to Bryn Rao. Stepped out of play, and there it is. Medford's going to take a timeout now. The Evergreens have built a 15-11 lead at the six-minute mark of the first half. We'll be back after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Well, Welcome back to D.C. Evers Junior High School. I'm Chris Conley. This message, there are two types of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. This message from the Kusurik Kids Foundation, Cloverbelt Credit Union, and our sister station WIFC. Basketball tonight is brought to you by Tulusty, Kennedy, and Dirks. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Tulusty, Kennedy, and Dirks, helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. Evergreens will have the ball out of this timeout and a four-point lead. Dunright Exteriors brings you tonight's throwback game. Siding, windows, roofs, and gutters. For 65 years, Dunright is a real standout in the community. Evergreens will inbound right in front of their bench at three-quarters court. Medford settles back into the 2-3 zone. Walking this up for the Evergreens is Kara Hammond. Evergreens post up high. Zuliger reach in foul. That's Autumn Krause, sophomore. Tried to reach around to get that steal. It's her first foul. Medford still has a foul to give before the Evergreens go into the bonus. It's the Evergreens with a 15-11 lead, inbound right in front of the parents' section, and they inbound into the backcourt to Kara Hammond. Hammond over now to Riley Zuliger. Evergreens work the perimeter here. Again, they're looking down low. The Evergreens have gotten the ball down low on the cut to near the rim the last two possessions. They've scored two. Evergreens set this up now. Zuliger hands it off to Hannah Studeman. Zuliger again. Evergreens again on the perimeter here. McKenna Hammond, thinking about that three was Fernstadt. Played her soft, does not shoot. Under 5 minutes to play. The Evergreens do rotate it down low to Hammond. McKenna Hammond is fouled. So the Evergreens, their last three long set possessions, have been able to work the ball inside. This time they're rewarded with free throws. Sierra Hansen committed the foul. Two free throws coming for McKenna Hammond. The first of which is good. Thought that was too strong. Looked kind of ugly off her hand. No matter. Doesn't matter where it starts. Matters where it finishes. We are sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life. It's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill. Call 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. Second free throw is no good. That one looked ugly at the rim also. Off to the side and rebounded by Ashlyn Rausch. 16-11, Evergreens. This game's going to be played in the 40s or 50s, you got to figure. Probably to the Evergreens' liking. Medford got that ball trapped in the corner, now down low to Rausch. She's double-teamed, almost lost it, goes back out. Three ball in the air, off the front of the rim for Sierra Hansen, no good. Loose ball, foul is on Medford. And that's the 17th foul. Down to the other end we go for a 1-1. Did you know the D.C. Everest Athletic Club supports student-athletes with fundraising, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time to the D.C. Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens. Riley Zuliger was fouled and will shoot the 1-1. High, arcing, good. Evergreens has been just fine from the free throw line tonight, 5 of 6. Second free throw. Got that one too. Riley Zuliger, high arcing free throws, practically sends them up into the rafters. 18-11. The Evergreens are on a 9-0 run right now with 4.5 to play in the half. And again, while this Medford team is struggling, the Evergreens should be looking to increase their lead. This ball is loose on a bad pass. Picked up by Medford. Goes back out. Open for a three. Here is Bryn Rau. Round and out. No good. Medford is cold like there's a lid on it. Paige Zarnik with the rebound for the Evergreens. Yeah, the Evergreens have owned the middle stages of this first half. Game was tied 11-11. There's a push-off on the Evergreens. Hannah Studeman put that arm bar out. And we've seen that called earlier in the half. It was just called on Hannah for her first. Turned over to Medford. Again, this game was tied at 11-11. The Evergreens are now up 18-11. Along the baseline, Melissa Franck in traffic, driving in, missing at the rim. Autumn Krause, ball's loose, secured by Studeman. Three on two if the Evergreens hurry. Bounce pass down low, up and in. basket for the Evergreens for Kara Hammond in transition, 20-11. 3.5 to play until halftime. Medford's turned the ball over, has missed a lot of shots, just turned it over again through the hands of Autumn Krause. Picked up by the Evergreens, Kara Hammond. Medford is back on defense. Can the Evergreens double up the Raiders? They can if they can get baskets here. Up high for the Evergreens, McKenna Hammond now into the corner. Studeman back out. Riley Zuliger open for a three. Instead drives in, pulls up, and traveled. A moment of indecision there for Riley. Riley was open for a three. They had played her soft and then tried to dribble in and wasn't sure if she wanted to keep going and dart to the basket or is going to settle for a jumper inside the foul line. That moment of hesitation was when she shuffled her feet. Under 3 minutes to play until halftime now. The Evergreens have a 20-11 lead. Medford's got the ball. Medford still hasn't solved the Everest defense. Bryn Rao now over into the corner. Looking to drive in is Marissa Franck. Franck goes into traffic. She's fouled. Got to be a shooting foul here. She's trying to drive in and try to fling the ball towards the basket. Who's this foul on? Foul is on Riley Zuliger, who's just picked up her second. Two free throws. This could break a long scoring drought for Medford. Medford hasn't scored in 6 minutes. And they still haven't, as the first free throw is no good. Wow. Suddenly just nothing's going right for the Raiders. The second free throw is good. 20-12. Evergreens are going to have the lead at halftime. Can't imagine that they wouldn't. The question is by how much. Double digits sounds nice. With the ball here is Kara Hammond back out straight on three. Fernstadt, there's a foul underneath away from the ball. Who's this on? The three is no good. This is a box out. It's going to be a foul on Medford. So this will be a 1-1 on what turned out to be a miss. Marissa Franck committed the foul. It's on Riley Zuliger, who just made two free throws a little bit. Live on a miss. It's a miss. Medford gets the rebound. Katie Brem along the baseline. 2.5 to play and counting down until halftime. Got a couple of Everest schedule updates to share with you at halftime, plus our leading scorers too. Medford almost threw that ball away again with a high pass brought in by Marissa Franck. Cross court, driving in is Bryn Rao. Rao is fouled as she goes to the basket. Two free throws coming up here. Medford has not had a point from the floor in a very long time. This foul is on McKenna Hammond. It's her first. First of two free throws, no good for Bryn Rao. Medford not so good from the free throw line. They're 4 of 7, with one more coming. Riley Zuliger comes out. Paige Zarnik comes back in. That one's a miss, too. Medford gets the offensive rebound. Fished out of there by Larissa Kostakis. To the baseline, Kostakis gets it down low. Katie Brem goes back out. Medford's got the ball. Clock's winding down. Just thrown out of bounds. Sierra Hansen was trying to set up Rin Brow in the corner, threw it right over her head. Right into or near our Fox broadcast position. 20-12, Evergreens. They've got the ball. There's another chance for the Evergreens to stretch this out to a double-digit lead along the baseline. Braylon Beeler. Beeler to the basket. Lost it. Had her hand stripped away. Paige Zarnik was closest to it. Long pass down court. Up and in at the other end for Marissa Franck. So the Evergreens could have gone up by 10. Instead, Medford scores off a turnover, and it's 20-14. 90 seconds left in the half. Back out for a 3-2 strong for McKenna Hammond. Medford gets the rebound. They can cut this to 4 or 3. If this 3 is in, 2 strong off the back rim for Franck. Rebound to the Evergreens, and the Evergreens want a timeout. Paige Zarnik gets the rebound. The Evergreens want to talk how they want to play the final 121 of the first half. Basketball is sponsored by Intercity State Bank. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Intercity State Bank, locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Yeah, I mean, the Evergreens, obviously they've had an opponent that struggled for an extended period. Evergreens had two possessions where they could have gone up by 10 and didn't. Medford then got points in transition to make it a six-point game and just missed from behind the three-point arc, could have gotten within three. So the Evergreens have certainly played well enough that you'd like them to have a comfortable lead at intermission. And I'm sure that's what Coach Matt Bullis is talking about here. Brought up by Hannah Studeman, Medford picks up half-court defense. To the corner, McKenna Hammond. Evergreens are running offense, not holding for a final shot. Way up high, Byler goes cross-court, almost thrown out of bounds. Saved by Kara Hammond. Now 1 minute to play in the half. Evergreen still running, looking for that cutter down low. Studeman kicks it back out. Three ball coming. Hammond too strong. Medford gets the rebound. Sierra Hansen. Medford looks like they're going to hold for a final shot here, I think. Down to 45 seconds. Over to Hansen. Cross court. Thinking about the three. No driving in is Bryn Rao. Rao to the basket. Missed it. Rao gets her own rebound. Up and in. Rao scores on a second chance. The Evergreens lead is down to four. It's 20-16. 30 seconds left. So what this means is the Evergreens are going to have to earn it in the second half. Could have been a comfortable lead. Evergreens have just turned it over on a travel. Hannah Studeman rolls her head back like, ouch. So Medford will get a chance to hold for a final shot here, trailing by four. Clock's moving as the ball is back in, 20 seconds and counting. Hansen goes cross-court to Bryn Rao, now cross-court again behind the arc. Medford looks like they would shoot the three if they're open for it. Here is a three from the corner. Krause, it's good. And it's a one-point game. Krause hits with 7 seconds left. 5-4-3. Here's a long three that would count. Off the back of the rim. No good by McKenna Hammond. Evergreens have led by as many as eight. But at halftime, their lead's taken a big trim to 20-19. We'll be back after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.